Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 118 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. Now, unlike every other week, we're not going to go through the regular format, because I have some news to share today. Well, as some of you may already be aware, I've started actually uploading videos to my YouTube channel. I've had one for a while, just using it to dump some stream VODs, so I have them for posterity. But I have started using it, and I'll be posting videos there. And one of the things I will be posting there going forward is the podcast. Well, this is the last one that's sound only. But going forward, I am planning to record the podcast live on Twitch. I haven't quite decided on the day yet, so I'll announce that very shortly. But most likely I'll record them on Thursdays going forward. We'll have a set time on Thursdays, and I'll be recording them live and then uploading them to YouTube, as well as all of the podcasting aggregators and sites where you can already find it. So you'll be able to find it everywhere it already is, but it'll also be on Twitch and YouTube. So I think that's going to be pretty exciting. I think that's going to make the show a little bit more interactive, because I can take questions from chat. It's no longer going to be 1 week delayed, because right now it's, of course, one of the early access things. So I record these 1 week before they actually make it out. But if I do it live, then I'll be able to talk about what's going on right now instead, which is going to be better. Of course, there's also going to be some changes to the format of the show, because on YouTube I'm already doing video updates about my road to 100 million. Which is sort of what my overarching goal is. And I'll be in those videos, which are weekly, I go through all of the things that I would regularly talk about on the podcast and how my week has gone. So there's no point in recording the same content twice. So that's going to be phased out. I'm not sure what or how I'll replace it. I want to do it with a little bit more questions and a little bit more going in depth on some questions that I'll still be doing from patrons when I get questions, and of course taking some shorter questions on the fly from chat. That's my plan. Then I might add some more segments where I talk about a few more themes per show. I haven't quite decided that yet. We'll see a little bit how it goes. It's gonna be the same sort of length, and I'm still planning to have it as a solo show for the most part. We might have some guests on, maybe, in the future, if I can figure that out, but that's a little bit down the line. So hopefully that's something that makes you a little bit excited. It certainly makes me excited, so I'm looking forward to doing this live. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. Now, of course, as I mentioned, the patrons who get early access currently, the podcast is happened as a stretch goal on Patreon. So if you want to support the show and me, then do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. If you just want to read about goldmaking, then thelazygoldmaker.com. All right. So we'll still have the column where I talk a little bit about what's going on with the game, even if there isn't that much of interest this week. So Cataclysm Time Walking is coming, which is not something that has a huge gold making impact. Outside of that, we are definitely we're now 6 weeks into Shadowlands, and we're 4 weeks into Castle Nathria, the raid. And typically the raids and the PvP seasons are what drives a lot of demand. Early on, people work really hard at getting their gear, and then down the line, they finish their gear sets, they don't buy as many consumables because they're mostly done with progression, so they don't die as many times per week in Nathria, and there's nothing hard for them to kill yet. So things are going to wind down, things are going to generally trend slowly downwards, this is going to be the steady state part of the expansion, the most fun part of the expansion for gold makers. At least I think so. A lot of people like the craziness of launch. I personally prefer the regular days of gold making, of just treading up the same markets, effectivizing them or being as efficient as possible, and just going to town and watching your gold grow day over day. we don't have a question from patrons this week, but I have, there were some, I read through some of the questions that I typically get, and one of them, I think, is one that's evergreen in terms of this, something people always want to know, right? And that is, what professions should I get? What professions are good for gold making? So obviously I can't answer this for any specific realms, but what I can answer and what I want to talk about today is something that's always, this always changes, and that's why I want to talk about it. I think I've talked about it in the past, but that doesn't really matter because it's always relevant to retread, and that is to talk about the current crafting professions. What sort of recipes are good right now? What should you focus on with each of the professions? Are they good? At the base level, at the general base level, we're not talking about like whether or not a specific profession will be good on your realm or not. That's something that that I can't say. I don't know. I don't know your realm. I don't play on your realm. But I can tell you what sort of recipes are going to be relevant, what you should focus on if you have any specific profession, and what the best recipes that I've found are. So that's what we'll be doing. So we're going to start with alchemy. Alchemy is the main consumable crafting profession. Alchemy consumables are really, really, really good for high-end PvE content. So everyone who does high-end PvE, whether it's high Mythic Plus or raids, they use alchemy consumables. They use flasks, they use weapon oils, they might use potions. They use them. They are incredibly good. Now also this time around there aren't any of the important recipes. All of them are easy to get. You just have to level alchemy. There's no barriers to entry, and that means that alchemy is one of the most competitive crafting professions in the game. It's also one that has really, really high sales volumes, so even if you're just making 5-10%, you can often make a very large amount of gold if you can keep up with the volume and actually make that 5-10%. The main items are going to be the flasks, the weapon oils, and the potions. Maybe flasks, potions, weapon oils in that order, in terms of importance. And you definitely want to focus on high volume here. That's usually one of the keys. And to make money with alchemy, you need to be able to find your materials cheaply. So that means talking to farmers on your realms to get deals with them directly. It means following the price trends very closely on the Undermine Journal and other sites to so that you know that you can when the materials are cheap, and so you can buy them cheaply. And then it's all about selling large volumes on raid reset days, which is the main day that people buy potions. So Wednesdays or Tuesdays, depending on which side of the Atlantic you're on. Or if you're in another part of the world, it might be Thursdays as well. I think Asia has it one day later than us. So it's incredibly important to repost a lot, and to definitely you usually have to engage in the auction house PvP part of gold making to make significant money with alchemy. So next up, I'm going to go through, well, I started alphabetically when I wrote the script for this episode, and then I realized that blacksmithing, we have to talk about blacksmithing, tailoring, leatherworking, and jewel crafting in sort of one, as one, not quite as one, but there's one very, very large, or there are two large item types that these professions share, and those are the main ways you can make gold with these professions, the armor crafting ones. It is all about the base legendaries. This is the high capital market, definitely. Like the one that can generate the largest amount of gold of all crafted items in Shadowlands. It's also the riskiest market ever because it requires a lot of gold to dump into recipes. You need to get to rank 3 or 4 at least before you'll be making any significant profit. And preferably you want to have enough gold so you can power level more than one recipe. Because if you just have one recipe, then you might be waiting quite a while to get enough sales to level your next one. The base legendaries, I've been writing guides about all of them, and they should be all out now. The sale rate is incredible on reset days because that's when people get access to a new quantity of soul ash. They can craft their next legendary. So Wednesdays, Tuesdays, by far the most important day to keep stuff on the auction house. But generally, the next couple of days after the reset are also usually pretty good. The other thing you can do with these professions is the Crafter's Mark II recipe from Venari. If you've been farming your Morep, this will allow you to craft item level 168 armor. And this gear sells incredibly well. It sells so fast. Almost as fast as I can craft and post it. There are some things to consider here. Some of the crafter's marks are too expensive, particularly leatherworking, as it requires heavy callus hides, which is incredible because that's so much more expensive than all of the other ones. I find that jewel crafting and tailoring are probably the cheapest crafter's marks. So the optimal combination would be to have jewel crafting with blacksmithing, most likely, because then you can just send all of your ore to one character, and then you want to combine leatherworking and tailoring for crafter's mark. And this sells really, really well for all of these professions. Item level, relatively cheap item level 168 gear, great catch-up gear, will allow you to get straight into M0 and not embarrass yourself. It fills a useful gearing niche, so this gear is really, really good and very high volume. Because people are really leveling alts in Shadowlands. There's loads to do on your alt. It's relatively easy to cap your main. Of course, you can always work on getting another choice in your greater vault, but that's not as important. So for blacksmithing, there are a couple of other things. The main thing you can do is the weapon stones. The weight stones and sharpening stones, these are sell pretty well. They're very cheap to craft, great entry-level market, great little way to make some gold. You can also craft the shadow ghast ingots that other blacksmiths need in large quantities, and I'm sure on some realms that there are people who can make a lot of gold while not crafting their own shadow ghast ingots, and for sure I know that I've in the past been more than willing to pay a 10% premium, 20% premium, 30% premium on some material if it saves me a lot of time. So that's something to consider as well. As I said, leatherworking is going to be the same. It's primarily the base legendaries and the Crafter's Mark II gear. In addition, you have access to a couple of vendor shuffles. I don't actually remember the right item because I don't do vendor shuffles personally because I find them just too low. They're not high enough value. But that is an option to generate a little bit of extra gold. Tailoring is, and for leatherworking as well, you have way too expensive crafter's marks. So if you just have leatherworking skinning, for instance, a very normal combination, then you won't be able to utilize crafter's mark because your crafting cost will be too high. You'll be outcompeted heavily by people who have tailoring or jewel crafting paired with leatherworking. So for tailoring, you get a very cheap crafter's mark, which is fantastic. You get base legendaries, relatively cheap to level tailoring, so that's probably the best entry-level base legendary profession. I did not mention that leatherworking is by far the most expensive one, and you should not touch leatherworking base legendaries unless you have 2 to 3 million gold already. Because it's just going to be way too expensive to level your recipes if you don't have that amount of capital. Tailoring, you do the base legendaries, you can do that. You can start with as little as 500k most likely on most realms for tailoring base legendaries. Crafter's Mark gear will also be really good, and you can also make some solid gold with bags for tailoring, which is always a relevant market. It'll never not be relevant, essentially. So that's also something to consider. Next up, jewel crafting. Jewel crafting is the one that diverges a little bit. Of course, the general items that you're going to make gold with, if you're talking about finished items, is the base legendaries and the Crafter's Mark II gear. The gems, the jewel clusters, they are very low value. They're profitable on many realms, but it's so little gold. It's so little. Very uninteresting from that perspective. So sadly, that's not the best one. But it's okay. If you have some jewel clusters, you can sell them. But I would not personally prioritize crafting those at all. What you can do with jewel crafting, you have prospecting. And that one's interesting because this time around you get both gems and essences. The essences are used for the base legendaries for jewel crafting, and then the gems, you can use those for crafter's mark and for crafting the rings and necklaces with the crafter's mark. So if you have crafter's mark 2, then prospecting laestrite ore is really, really good. You'll get a lot of gems that you can turn into cheap crafter's marks, and you can turn them into 168 gear. And then you get essences that you can use to craft your base legendaries, and this is really good. You can also, of course, just do like half of this. Like, you can prospect and turn the gems into crafter's mark and sell all your essences, or do it the other way around. Although the gems have really, really low value, so if you can't turn them into crafter's mark or 168 gear, they might not be worth it. So that's sort of it for the base legendary professions. They all require a lot of gold to get into base legendaries, with tailoring being the cheapest and leatherworking the most expensive, and then jewel crafting the second cheapest most likely, but also just two recipes, and then you have blacksmithing in the middle. All of them can make gold. I probably personally made most gold with tailoring and blacksmithing, but other people have made by far most gold with leatherworking. Of course, leatherworking was the last one to level for me, so that's also gonna impact that. The base legendaries is by far like the highest value crafting market in the game right now. So if you can get into this and you want to like get into the taste of high-end crafting, that's going to be where it's at, essentially. But it is very risky and very expensive, so for many of you this is not going to be a good market to enter for that reason. Next up we have engineering, which is by far the worst gold making profession in Shadowlands. There's essentially one relevant recipe, and that's the wormhole generator that requires, I think, Honored with the Undying Army and Moldraxxus. The wormhole generator is incredibly useful and can sell pretty well, but that's the only thing that profession offers from a gold-making perspective, so I would not... I mean, I have this on my main because I've had it for a long time, but... I have all of the Shadowlands professions maxed on other characters, so I don't need the slot on my main. For utility, this is definitely the best one to have on your main, just to move around faster, but you're not making gold. Enchanting is another mainstay of gold making. It's something that always works well, mostly due to the fact that you have the enchanting shuffle. Enchanters usually require a lot of materials, and the only ones that can craft enchanting materials are other enchanters, and it takes a lot of time. So there's almost always money in shuffling cloth or other cheap materials like leather into some kind of crafted item, and then disenchanting that item for enchanting materials. This can be pretty tedious, but it's the first gold-making method that I personally learned, and there are shuffles in Shadowlands. You're mostly going to want to pair enchanting with tailoring, because leather is incredibly expensive this time around. So that's definitely a way to get started. This is generally one of the better starter markets, because materials, enchanting materials, often sell really fast. This time around, Soldust, for instance, is used in very large quantities by base legendary crafters. So this can be a great way to get started with gold making in this expansion. You can also sell enchants. Many of them will now be profitable finally after the power leveling craze has faded, because people were selling them for way less than they bought the materials for, because they were rushing to max enchanting for the enchanted materials that are used in legendary crafting. Those enchanted materials can also be a pretty good option to sell. I've sold some of them for a profit. And if you want to do legendary crafting, you most likely have to have access to max level enchanting for those materials if you really want to be competitive on costs. Otherwise, there's a high risk that that people can craft them cheaper than you and just undercut to where you won't be making a profit, but they will, and force you out. So enchanting is still pretty good. I think it's recovering nicely. I've seen more and more of the random enchants I crafted while leveling that they are getting posted and getting sales now. So that's definitely one to go into. This expansion as well, there's no real, just like alchemy, there's no barriers to entry, so it's going to be relatively competitive. So you'll need to do a lot of reposting, but it's very easy. You can just keep a stack of enchants and then just run a post, scan, post one of each. And then you can do that 5-10 times a night with 12-hour duration, and tomorrow you'll get them all back as expired auctions. So you don't have to run any cancel scans. You can just run repost scans as well, which is going to save you some time. Last, we have inscription, which is it was one of the best professions early on in this expansion with the Dark Moon Dex craze, and then missives. Generally, inscription has some very useful items. You have contracts for the various reputations. You have the Vantus runes for the raid. You have the missives for base legendaries. You have the Dark Moon decks for initial alt gearing. And you have tomes for resetting talents. So there are so many useful items that inscription can craft, and consumables, gear, everything. It's usually a very good profession, and I think it's going to be for a while. I haven't personally been engaging in this lately just because I've been focusing all of my effort into base legendaries, but I'm planning to pick inscription back up again now that I'm done with the hardcore leveling my recipes part of base legendaries, and I'll be in the like just restocking up to a reasonable level approach. So I'm hoping to make some more gold. I made a lot of gold with Dark Moon decks and missives already. And those two recipe types are the main ones. They have the highest sale rate, but you can also make a decent chunk with Vantus runes and tomes and other recipes. There are going to be differences from realm to realm, of course, but those are the main. I listed up the main recipes here that are useful. So that's it. There's ways to make gold with all of the professions, almost except engineering, which is really, really bad. All of the other ones have things to recommend them, and you can make a good chunk of gold with them. I think the highest gold making potential is from base legendaries, probably followed by inscription or enchanting, or alchemy. I mean, not enchanting, inscription and alchemy, which is a little bit more realm dependent and what you like. Like, alchemy is only really good if you want to and can be bothered to do a lot of auction house PvP and focus a lot on finding cheap herbs by finding suppliers. Inscription doesn't rely on that quite to the same extent, at least not the supplier part, but definitely a lot of competitiveness and reposting in that market as well. So yeah, guys, that's it for me this week. This is the last sound-only episode, and next week I'll see you. So just check out twitter.com/lazygoldmaker, and I'll post exactly when we go live. It's going to be Thursday. What date is that going to be? Thursday the 28th. So most likely at around 10 p.m. Central European time, but I'll announce the full date ahead of time, so don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll join me, and have a profitable week, guys. Goodbye.